Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. In today's real estate report, we're digging into the insane price increases we've seen in some housing markets. Of course, when you step back and look at the national level, a lot of the headlines have already covered that insane price rally. 45 years it's been since we've seen the largest year-over-year price appreciation, and we got that now. And for some markets out there, locals are feeling the pain when it comes to buyers rushing in and bidding up prices. Some are having to move out, getting pushed out of their own backyard. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance contributor Vera Gibbons, who's been following that story for us. And Vera, obviously, it's a story that I'm sure a lot of our viewers know who have been through housing cycles before, but this one particularly different, I guess, in terms of how intense the price appreciation has come kind of in the last few months in the pandemic.
Yes, and what's happening is what's going on is sellers are selling their homes in high-priced markets and then using their equity to win bidding wars in lower-priced markets. Now, in the process, that's driving prices up and pushing locals out, and it's happening across a number of markets: Austin, Texas, Bozeman. You mentioned Boise. Perhaps that's the best example of this, because if you look at a market like Boise, home prices are up, you know, nearly 50%. Over a year ago. So I was talking to somebody there and they're just discouraged because they're finally ready to buy. They can't do that. I have another family who's ready to actually expand into a larger home. They can't do that, despite the fact that their incomes are actually rising, because they're competing against these buyers coming in from California State, from Washington State. And what's irking the locals there is that they're coming in with big money, all cash offers, no contingencies. And if you look at the Boise market specifically, the offers, some of them recently have come in 50 to 100,000 plus over asking. So the locals feel completely displaced. It can't possibly compete with the money coming into these markets, not to mention you've got investors, you've got developers, you've got a lot of activity in a lot of markets going on right now. One woman I spoke to in Austin, Texas, I mean, she's competing against high-tech workers who work for Tesla, who work for Apple. And again, they're all cash offers, no contingencies. And this is a woman who is renting in Austin, Texas. She's finally emotionally ready to buy, and she feels completely priced out.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, I guess it's not surprising then to see all the bumper stickers. When I was down there in Dallas, a lot of bumper stickers of "Don't California my Texas," really trying to keep some of those buyers out. And you're talking about Idaho, no shortage of people I know in my circle from California who have been moving over there too. But when it comes to, I guess, not just the pain point of not being able to afford the homes, but also kind of the changes to the towns themselves that might have homeowners or prior residents also a little bit irked.
That's right. You know, it's changing sort of the ambiance of the towns. I was speaking to one woman in Bozeman, Montana, who is actually looking to buy a bigger place for her family. She has five children. They're in a condo. They're looking potentially to move to a single family home. They can't do that despite the fact that both her income is rising, her husband's income is rising. But what really bothers her is not only the congestion and the traffic and all the new problems that come with an influx of new people, but the attitude of the new people coming in, because they're sort of reveling in their deals, which to Bozeman locals, that, you know, these are not deals. So they're sort of changing the dynamics of the area, and that's causing a bit of resentment in some of these markets like Bozeman, like Austin, like a lot of the Florida markets, Tampa, the greater Miami area, the Palm Beach markets. It's a different type of person coming in. It's not someone who necessarily, maybe they're moving there for the lifestyle, but these locals have been coveting this lifestyle for years. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants the same lifestyle that they've had, and they're coming in, they're honking their horns, they're making a lot of noise, and they're causing congestion and infrastructure problems, too.
Yeah, it's the old classic age-old, we were her first problem. But when we look at it, I guess if there's a silver lining around all this, it's, of course, you know, the headline of the quickest price appreciation in 45 years is certainly one thing. On the flip side, prices cooling off a little bit, you know, 1.3% month over month in August versus the 1.8% earlier in the summer. You and I have talked about this kind of across the country, issues around housing back here in New York. Rent's not very low right now for people looking to rent. I mean, I guess there is the hope that a little bit of this is starting to level off, starting to get back to normal price appreciation, and that the worst may be over.
That's what it is looking like. I spoke to one of the economists from Realtor.com, and he's suggesting that people who are in this position where they feel like they are getting priced out, just ride it out, wait things out, and see how things actually pan out. And the woman who I mentioned from Bozeman, who would like to move to a single family home, says she is, in fact, going to ride this out, whereas this other prospective buyer I spoke to in Austin, she's actually considering moving to Omaha, Nebraska. So everybody's got a different kind of plan. But I think the best course of action, perhaps, if you can do it, is actually to ride things out. I mean, housing comes in all sorts of different cycles. If you can hang tight, ride it out, and watch as things continue to level out, you might be okay.
Options on the table, always the best way to go. Unlike me, I got to shell out for whatever apartment I can find ASAP.
And there's not much given. As you
and
know
there's
that.
Not. And there's not. Vera Gibbons, Yahoo Finance contributor. Always love having you on. Thanks again for the time.